Hey, Heart Seekers, welcome to the Hearts Hello Show, where we believe that our hearts are the foundation of our well-being and happiness. I am your host, Kiana Talena. In this episode, I want you to just be able to close your eyes and visualize you holding a book. And as you are visualizing yourself holding this book, I need you to think about the story of your life. I need you to think about this book that you are holding as the story of your life. Now, as you're holding this book, open the book and think about the chapter that you are currently on. Because I think sometimes that we often get so consumed with what has transpired in our past and where we're getting ready to go, that we forget about our current chapter that we're currently in. See, the thing about being able to visualize our lives, our story as a book, is realizing that once you have finished a page, you turn it. And I think sometimes so many of us get so stuck in the pages that we have already turned that we don't realize that we're in a new chapter. And so as you're thinking about holding this book and you're thinking about this chapter that you're currently in, you're seeing all of these pages, you're seeing so many pages to the left, which means they've already transpired. You're looking at the page that you're currently on, but then you also realize that there are more pages that come after that. So when you're thinking about this current chapter of your life, what would you title it? What would you title this current season of your life? For me personally, it's going to be, do you feel that? And that's truly where I am in my chapter. Truly where I am in my book. Because I was typically the individual that wouldn't share what was going on with me. I would be that person that wouldn't show any of emotion because I didn't feel like that anybody got what it was that I was going through. No one could understand what I was feeling. And so instead of being able to open up and share that, I would become this pressure cooker, and I would just continue to pile things on top of things, on top of things, on top of things, not realizing that me not being able to express how I was feeling was ultimately going to be a disaster. But I also realized that as I'm looking back on all of the pages, all of the chapters that I have already turned, this chapter for me is personal. And it's because I'm giving myself the freedom to be able to feel the feels. I'm giving the little girl in me the opportunity to be able to cry when she needs to. I'm giving the little girl in me the opportunity to be able to say, I don't like that. I'm giving the little girl in me to be able to say when something has pissed me off and when I'm angry. I'm giving the little girl in me the opportunity to understand that it is okay to feel the feel. Because as I continue to grow, as I continue to explore different versions of myself that I am growing into, I have to be able to articulate what I am feeling, how I am feeling, so that the people in my lives can understand, or the people in my life can understand where I am. I cannot expect anyone to come into my life and I can't share with them what I'm feeling. Because how will they know? They're not mind readers. How will they know if I've had a bad day? How will they know that I just need a moment? How will they know that, hey, I just need a hug? How will they know if I am unable to feel the feel, but then also articulate what it is that I am feeling. And so I can't be the only person that feels this way. I can't be the only person that didn't have the language to be able to share what was going on. But I also felt like I didn't have the right people surrounding me to be able to share what was going on in my life. And I think that that is so important as we are journeying through life and creating the best version of ourselves that we can be, that we also make sure that we are creating the friendships that we need to have, creating the relationships that we need, or not creating, cultivating the right relationships that we need to have around us as we are going through this chapter of our life. See, when I talked about our book and the chapters that we have already turned, the pages that we have already turned, there are going to be some people that will not show up in this chapter, and we have to be okay with that. There are going to be some more people that are going to be added to this chapter that were not there previously, because they're going to help us to get to the next chapters that are coming in our lives. But for me personally, it's making sure that I'm feeling those feels. See, I was the person that I didn't understand, or I didn't feel the feel of when my parents divorced. I didn't feel that feel. Who do I talk to about that? Who do I share this with? So, piling something else on top of that, when I'm in school and I'm unable to hang out with the crew that I want to hang out with, and I'm feeling like, oh, I don't have the friends that I, who am I sharing this with? When I end up losing my virginity, who am I sharing this with? When I ended up having miscarriages, who am I sharing this with? When I ended up having my grandparents passing away, and I'm never understanding that I have to be able to feel the feels of it, who am I sharing this with? See, when I'm looking at the pages that have already turned, even in my divorce, who am I sharing this space with? Who am I sharing the most vulnerable pieces of me with? Who can I feel like I can trust me with? Because these are sensitive topics. And so when we think about, we're cultivating our environment, cultivating the people that we need, cultivating who we want to share our most personal lives with, because we can't hold all of that in. So when I'm thinking about this chapter of my life, and I share that it's titled, "Do You Feel That?" Yeah, I'm feeling all the feels, and I feel great. When I'm feeling sad, if I need to cry about it, I'm going to cry. If I'm upset and I need to feel that feel of being upset, guess what? I allow myself that. Because it's giving me the opportunity to, one, recognize when I'm feeling that way, why I'm feeling that way, and who I'm able to share that with. Because that's the version of me, this softer version of me. It's the person who, where this little girl didn't have that language. This little girl was unable to share those intimate moments with anyone. And so I had some catching up to do, still have catching up to do. But I'm so thankful that I am in this chapter of my life where I can feel the feels and be okay with it, where I can share. I have the right people in my circle that I can share when I'm just not okay. That I have the right people who can hold me accountable to the things that I said that I wanted to be able to do. Because all of these people play a key role in this chapter of my life. Because as we already know, it's a journey. And so the chapters in our book are building upon each chapter. And so if our goal is to get a little better every day, each chapter of our life should be a little better. We should be able to recognize where we have gone off, where we have veered off the road, and how to make sure that we are back on track. We have to make sure that we have the right people in our corner to be able to understand us. And when we get off, we need to have those people in our corner to say, you know what? You know you messed up, right? So I'm excited about this chapter of my life because I know that it's revealing more of me. I know that it is only bringing out a more authentic version of me, which is the goal. See, the goal isn't to walk around and feel so heavy that you now have to wear this mask of who you are not because you're trying to cover up this hurt that you're feeling. You're trying to cover up this sadness and this fear and this guilt and this shame. Who cares? See, the good thing about visualizing yourself as this book is that you have already turned the page. And regardless of where the trauma transpired, it cannot change in the book. So that should be a happy place for you. That should be a place where you begin to pump yourself up and realize that that transpired, but it also created this version of you where you are today. Now you have a choice to figure out, is this the version that you want in the next chapter of your life? Because if it's not, then you have some work to do. See, the whole point of the Heart's Hello is for you to not only realize that this is a journey that you are going through in life, but to also realize that you have to be able to operate from your heart center. Because one thing that I know is if you're only operating with your mind, you're going to have problems. Your heart is there to check you. Your heart is there to make sure that, is this what I should be doing? That's that when they talk about that gut check, that's coming from your heart. So we have to make sure that the heart and mind are working together, not one opposite from the other. Because if I'm not mistaken, when I call us, hey, heart seekers, and that's because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So be able to make sure that you are operating from a pure heart. Because when your heart motives are right, your thinking is different. So I want us to get to a place where, again, we are thinking about where we are in our current chapter, realizing that those chapters that we have already turned cannot be changed, cannot be replaced. You can tear them out if you like, but guess what? They still exist. The only thing that we have right now is the current chapter that we're in. And so what will you title this chapter? What do you want this chapter of your life to be? Because the other chapters that come behind it are going to be predicated based on where this one is. So we have an amazing opportunity as we are redesigning and resetting and rebuilding our lives to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. Also realizing that this version of us might not work in our next chapter. The more we understand ourselves, the more we understand where we are, the more we understand what we have gone through in our lives will help us in making the best out of this chapter that we're currently in. Because we will begin to show up as the best version of ourselves, realizing that each and every day we are trying to get a tad bit better from the day before. And so even when you're thinking about being able to read a book, it may start off slow and then it begins to pick up. And as the story plot begins to thicken, the book begins to get even better. And by the time you get to the end of the book, it's absolutely amazing. The story was amazing. And so I don't want us to operate from a place of trying to make this book perfect, because it's never going to be perfect. But what we can do is be excellent at everything that we do. I will say that again. We will never be perfect, but we can be excellent at everything that we do. So this chapter, whatever you titled the chapter, and I admonish you to be able to do that. Take time to think about where you currently are, what this chapter of your life is, so that you know how to operate and move in this space. Because the next chapters are coming, and they're going to need for you to be the best version of you that you can be. Because life will show up. That's one thing that it's going to do. Life is going to life. And we're just trying to make sure that as we're journeying through life, that we're just trying to be the best that we can be. That we're the best that we can be, not only to ourselves, but then to also the people that are around us. So I just want to give us a few affirmations for us to delve into a bit of empowerment, a bit of perspective as we're thinking about this story of our lives, this book that we are currently holding, this chapter of our life that we are in, and being able to embrace our personal narratives. Are you ready? I hope you are. I am the author of my story, and each page is a new opportunity. Every challenge I face is an opportunity to write a triumphant new chapter. With each day, I learn more and grow stronger. I embrace the unknown pages ahead with courage and hope. My story is unique and valuable and deserves to be told. I am more than a single moment. I am a collection of all of my experiences. Every end is a new beginning in the story of my life. I choose to see every obstacle as a stepping stone towards my personal growth. I trust my journey, even when I do not understand the path. So I just want to thank you all for joining me for another adventure of the Heart's Hello Show, where together we embrace vulnerability, we learn from each other, and spread love. One heartfelt hello at a time.